Hi everyone, I'm Darusha Waim, and this is the NaNoWriMo 2005 podcast for Day 17. Things are going fairly well for me, though I am plugging away at this sort of middle part of my novel, and I haven't plugged in as many zombies as I would like to, but hopefully I'll get to that tonight, and moving ahead the way I'd like to be, which is very good. I had a really nice treat completely out of the blue happen today. I may have mentioned this before, but at my desk I've got this sign that I made that said, you know, I'm participating in NaNoWriMo with a link to, you know, the NaNoWriMo website for people to find out more, and I'm going to be writing on my breaks and stuff. So if you see this little sign that says, don't talk to me, I'm noveling, go away. And I had this, you know, little sticky note with don't talk to me, I'm noveling, that I'd just stick up on my wall when I was actually writing. And I got into work today to discover sitting at my desk this really cute little sign that someone had made that had a little M&M on a chair thinking, and it was a dark and stormy night, and once upon a time, in a land far, far away, all in the background, and then at the top it says, you know, can't talk, I'm noveling. And I thought, oh my god, like, where did this come from? I'm pretty new in my department, so people don't know me all that well. And like, I was just really surprised. And then, you know, one of my coworkers who does like digital photography and image editing and stuff, I knew that, came over and said, you know, I thought you might like a nice sign. And I was just amazed. That was so nice of him. So if you happen to be listening to this podcast, thank you, David. That was very, very sweet. So that sort of made my day, actually. And that was really nice. On another note, I have been, you know, getting nice notes from people and stuff, comments on the weblog and by email. So if you want to do that, you are certainly more than welcome to visit the website at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com. You can send me an email at Darusha plus nanowrimo at gmail.com, or you can phone the listener line at area code 206-350-6266. One thing that I've been planning on doing is keeping track of noveling by my nails, which sounds kind of ridiculous, but I have these, have these long fingernails. I don't really do it on purpose. They just grow and they look all nice and neat and stuff, and people think they're fake when they're painted, but they're not, they're real, and it's not like any kind of source of pride or anything. It just kind of happens because I don't cut them. But once in a while, I used to paint them, you know, fairly often when they got longish, and I haven't been doing that for a while, but of course I do it every Halloween. So I painted my nails black for Halloween, and they looked really nice and shiny and everything. And over the course of the last couple of weeks, of course, they're getting all chipped and nasty. And I was going to sort of keep it like that as sort of a record of, you know, the progress I've been making during NaNoWriMo. But it's getting to the point where they're so damn long that they're driving me insane. First of all, there's that horrible clackety-clack noise. Here's an example of what my nails sound like when I type, which is starting to drive me legitimately insane. And I'm also getting really scared that I'm going to destroy the keyboard of my laptop, because occasionally, well, more than occasionally, actually, my fingernails will get wedged between the keys, and I'm scared that I'm going to, like, destroy something in there. So I have to cut them. So I took a picture tonight of my fingernails, and hopefully it'll turn out, and you'll see the destruction that writing has inflicted on my nail polish job. So I think that's kind of amusing, but I think this is a sign of madness that I've just talked about my fingernails for a minute. So I'm going to move right on, and I'm going to do things a little bit differently today. I'm going to give you a snippet from the meetup we had a couple of weeks ago and let someone describe their story. And then after that, I'm going to come back and talk about some other cool stuff. So here's a snippet, and I'll talk to y'all in a bit.
I've reached 20,000 words on the far future of science fiction.
Good job. Yeah.
The only problem is that the main character, Stefan, he's basically rich, sheltered, and he's now on the run for killing people. So he's basically ended up being saved by a bounty hunter named Allison, who figures that once the reward is high enough, she's going to take him in herself. So the only problem is that they're supposed to fall in love, and I don't think that they're going to.
lock him in a room.
Well, eventually she is going to sell him to someone who wants him. And he's going to get free and come, and she's going to say, "Oh, I love you, but you know, I'll sell you anyway in the future."
Okay, I hope you all enjoyed that. I know I loved listening to everybody talk about their stories, and that local group that we've got here in Victoria is just completely rocking. So if any of you guys are listening, you rock! Anyway, completely cool and amazingly good support. Speaking of support, well, it actually has nothing to do with support. It's just some interesting things to keep you going maybe while you're doing your nano or afterwards. I've been listening to a podcast called Escape Pod, and what it is it's short stories in the sort of science, well, not in the sort of, in the science fiction genre. So if you're writing sci-fi or fantasy, or just happen to like sci-fi or fantasy, I'm finding that listening to the Escape Pod stories is great, because I'm not reading, like, it's not reading words off a page, so it's not infecting my nanoing, I don't think, at all, but I'm getting these ideas and listening to how people, you know, turn a phrase, and it's really cool, and I listen to podcasts essentially all day long while I work, so it's been a nice change to the other stuff that I listen to. I listened to, like, 5 or 6 of them today, and the stories are great, and they have really cool people reading them on the podcast. I completely recommend it, so I'll put up a link in the show notes to Escape Pod, and I hope you like that. I found also on the forums today a website of games for online games for writing, and I haven't checked that out, so buyer beware on that one, but I'll probably check it out after I put up the podcast, but I'm putting the link in the show notes anyway, so if you're interested in some mysterious games to do with writing, I'll have a link to that. And another thing, I know a lot of people are really careful about the music that they use to write to, and I'm like that. I made a playlist of, in fact, I went out and bought a whole pile of music that was sort of made me think of the genre in which I'm writing, and that's what I've been using to write to. But I discovered this very cool sort of, it's like an internet radio station, but it isn't. It's called the Pandora Project, or it's called Pandora. It's from the Music Genome Project, and I'll put a link up to it in the show notes. It's free. You have to sign up to get more than like 5 or 6 songs in a row, but I think for a lot of people it's totally worth it. Because what you do is you go in there and it says, you know, what do you want to listen to? And you type in either the name of an artist or the name of a song. And what it does is it has this algorithm, I guess, in it that analyzes what kind of music that is and then plays a bunch of other stuff that's kind of like that. I did it with a couple of different artists. I did it with Leonard Cohen, who's my absolute favorite. And I did it with Moby just to see what you get. And you get some cool stuff. I was super impressed. So if you want sort of like a genre thing, but you don't necessarily want to listen to the same music that you're used to listening to, totally suggest Pandora. I'll put a link up to that in the show notes as well. So there you go. That's your podcast for day 17. I kind of rambled on for a bit, I guess. I guess that makes me procrastinating. So, and without further ado, I'm going to shut up and get back to writing, and I wish you all a great deal of success on your day 17, day 18 writing, and I will catch you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.